You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to LA Talk Radio. It's November 26th already. It's near the end of the year. Happy Taco Tuesday. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's a great week. It's been an absolutely amazing week in crypto and in all the markets. Once again, as usual, when we come on, the markets are always doing hot. Love to talk to you guys. Happy Taco Tuesday. And let's kick it off.
Yeah, we've had some really exciting things in the markets. I'm going to talk about a normal economic cycle tonight and what usually happens at the end of the year, and how it's going to be a little bit different this year because of what's been going on. So it's very optimistic. A lot of people don't see this. If you're not somebody who's been studying economics or trading or seeing cycles or knowing what's going on in the market, most people will just go off of past historicals and not take into consideration the psychological impact and tax laws and other things that are happening. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. And then we also have a couple of exciting announcements. We'll do that later in the show. But it's also Thanksgiving week. So it's a holiday week in the States. Thursday is Thanksgiving. And usually what happens is like we have a big trade night on Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, because everyone's free. They don't have to work the next day. They have Friday off usually too. And then we have Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So there's a lot going on. And Monday is December 1st, which is the beginning of the month, which means high volume in trading, high volume. People have money. People got paid. They're getting ready for the holidays, but they're also dabbling in the finance markets.
Yes, exactly. And we love trading when there's fresh money in the market, because that's when there's the most activity. Everyone's looking for what they can spend their next dollar on and how they can make it $10, $20, $30 and increase their portfolio value right at that pay period. But we also have to keep in mind that that spend period is coming up. So people are going to be paying off credit card bills as well. With Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we're going to see a lot of activity then, just in terms of maybe some downturns in the market because people are pulling out to buy things. And that's completely normal. And it's expected, to be honest. But with this new economic cycle coming out, there's a lot of unexpected events that could happen that might make people want to keep their money in the market.
Right. So usually what happens at the end of the year is we have a normal cycle with corporations selling off positions that took a loss, so they would have it as a tax advantage for the following year. So we'll see a pullback usually like in the stock market or the bond market, wherever they may have perceived losses, so they can have write-offs. And they have up until December 31st to do this. And a lot of corporations will reshuffle around their portfolio and then enter back into their trades beginning of January, because now they have another 12 months to cycle out on their losses and their profits. But there's a lot of new potential things happening next year that's going to shift the market. And a lot of people are in crypto right now. A lot of people have come over to crypto. And see, people don't see these cycles. They don't see what's influencing them. They don't understand why something's running or something has a high volume or the price is going up. They don't understand like the background and what's influencing it. And right now in crypto, we've had a lot of big run-ups. Like BTC has hit its all-time high. I think it ended up hitting over 100, like just it tapped it and then it had a pullback on the profit on it. ETH, since the election, has been at 2,400. We tapped 3,505 yesterday, and then it had a little bit of profit taking pullback on that too. Sol has had a run up. Anything in Coinbase, which is like the altcoins, which we've been talking about on here too. So if you've just been following along for the last, 10 months now, 9 to 10 months. If you've just been following along on just the little things that we've been talking about, like I said, to buy into altcoins, into ETH, into BTC, If you've just been following on that, BTC has had a run up of 35 to 40%. If you've been into ETH, and then just like on the day of the election, I said it was at 2400, it ran up to 3505. So it had an 1100 gain on a 2400. I said that's about, oh my goodness, 45% run, a little bit more than that now.
Yeah.
So just like these small little things, think about that. That's a 45% increase, not a 4.5 over a whole entire year, like you would do in your checking or savings account, but 45% in 2 weeks. So if you invested $1,000 hypothetically, and on in a 2 week cycle, you would have $1,450 in your account because it had a 45% increase. And there's a lot of things that are going on potentially for next year. There's rumors. They haven't been made into effect. They haven't become bills. They haven't become laws yet. They haven't become something permanent on the books. But there's a lot of potential that's going to be happening next year. And again, this is always do your own research. It's not financial advice. Like, make sure that you research it. Talk to your CPA. Talk to your accountants. Talk to your financial advisors. Laws change and vary depending on what country you're in. But based on the United States, and we usually tend to lead a lot in the other areas too, is that we have a potential for crypto, and it's just a rumor. It's not official. It's been spoken by key leaders that there may be a potential of having zero tax on crypto. They still have to pass this into law. They still have to pass this in so that it becomes part of the tax guidance, but it has a potential. So hypothetically, if you're in crypto right now, and we've had these big run-ups on crypto, you don't necessarily want to cash out. Like, most people will cash out at the end of the year, but whatever you make in profit this year is going to go onto your taxes because we're at the end of the year cycle. And if you're hesitant and you're in profit, it would be in your best interest until waiting until January, because then it'll go into the next year's tax cycle. And then, or waiting until those tax laws pass, because once the tax laws pass, it's going to retro back to that year that it's passed for, or they're going to dictate on when that's going to be valid for. So if they say in 2025 and they pass the tax law and they say 2025 taxes, we're going to be at 0% tax, then it'll go for that year. So if you sold in 2024, you're going to pay taxes on 2024. But if you sell in 2025 and they say zero taxes and it goes to the law for zero taxes in 2025, you won't have any taxes. But anything that you sell this year and it becomes profit is going to go on the tax laws for 2024 that are already established and already existing. So again, consult with your CPA, talk to your financial advisor, make sure you know what's going on. Especially since we've had such great gains just even recently, we've had a lot of people move into crypto, a lot of people that were just seeing what was going on, saw the run-up, saw a lot of news and information that's been going on, and they got in with Coinbase or they got in with their CEX, and you have to give all of your financial information. And if you're in a major, which is like a CEX or Coinbase, it's tracked. Your taxes are tracked. So if you sell it out to cash, it is tracked. So you have to know this. And so you want to make sure, again, consult with your financial advisor, consult with your CPA. But usually what happens in the best way to do this is if you're in crypto, you can move into another crypto. So if BTC has hit its all-time high and it's hovering and you still want to be profitable, you can move it into another crypto like ETH, where ETH still has a lot of room to run. So if you're in BTC, like a lot of people are moving their BTC into ETH, and that's why we've seen fluctuations and gains in ETH, or they're moving it into altcoins again, which altcoins are like Polkadot and Sandbox and Ape and a lot of other altcoins. And you can see those listed out on your CB, your Coinbase account. I think I'm in SUI, and it's already done like a 45% return on that also. So there's a lot of ones that are making big gains. And if you're not in crypto, like we said before, just like invest $10, watch the $10 trade and see what the $10 does. Like over a week period, over a month period, over a daily period, you can see the fluctuations and then see what those numbers do.
Yeah, and it's the $10 that'll show you, and you can get a pretty good gauge, especially if it's a solid number and it's not, you don't put in like $10.01 or something. You can get a pretty accurate representation of the movements. Or even if you put in a dollar, you can really see, oh, it's moved up 45 cents. Oh, that's 45%. My portfolio moved up, just like ETH did, 45%. Your dollar returned to $1.45. So it's really good to just test the waters. And it's a great start, and it does need a lot, just to test start. And I think we talked about it last episode. You just need, even if you don't want to put in your own money to test it, you can go in there and complete quizzes on Coinbase, and you can get free money to test it on. And you can explore the markets, and you can see what's happening, and you can ride and understand how the market moves. And you can understand and figure out, oh yeah, during this time of the year, and you're planning for next year and preparing yourself for another event like this, next year, oh, Thanksgiving happened and we saw a little bit of a dip. So next year during Thanksgiving, I can expect a little dip in the market as people pull out money or they stop trading, and then people get scared and they leave. It's all about understanding the mental mindset, and you can get a pretty strong idea of what people are thinking based on how the market moves. And if you have something tied to it, even if it's a dollar, you're going to be a little bit more intrigued to go look at it and to understand what's causing these movements. So you, next year, when you put in more, potentially, obviously not financial advice, then you can really see and you can understand, and you know when to move your money in and out of certain coins in different stables.
Right. But you also have to take in consideration, like, what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the political sector. So 4 years ago, we were going through an election cycle, and then we always look back to, and we see historicals, because usually past historicals predict future movements. But it will also has to take into consideration, like, what key factors are coming up in the future. Like, if the Fed is going to meet, if there's rumors that the Fed's going to cut interest rates, if we're in an inflationary cycle, if we're in a recessionary cycle, like, where they anticipate interest rates, where the money's coming in, if we have a high GDP, all these things to take into consideration. But traditionally, usually at the end of the year, most corporations will sell off parts of their portfolio that took losses so they can claim it on their taxes. And right now, crypto is up, so it's probably something that they're not going to be selling off necessarily. And yes, we are coming into holidays, and so people do need money and they do need cash, and so they'll cash out some of their profits. But don't forget, if you're cashing out your profits, we are at the end of the year, and you're going to have to pay taxes on those profits if you exceed a certain number. So if you don't necessarily need the money right now, find alternatives to fund whatever it is that you're going to do for your holiday gifts. Like, hypothetically, I'm not giving financial advice, but me personally, if I'm coming in and I want to buy presents, I'm not going to cash out my crypto until next year, because I think there's a potential that I won't have to pay as high of taxes next year. So if I was going to fund something, I would fund it with a credit card, because a credit card payment's not due for 30 days. And so we're already in November 26th, and Christmas is December 25th. I know there's other holidays too. But so hypothetically, if my payment isn't going to be due for another 30 days, it may not be due until January. I have that potential of the upwards movement on crypto. I also have that potential of saving taxes on crypto. So I'm going to wait till I cash out some of my assets until 2025 and I find out what the new tax laws are. So think of it that way too. You want to make sure that you're holding assets that are profitable. You're holding assets that will have a better tax advantage. Again, not financial advice. These are all rumors. It hasn't been set in stone yet, but there's that potential. We already know what the tax laws are for 2024. We don't know what the tax laws are going to be for 2025 yet, but that's like the potential. So personally, I would wait. I'm not liquidating. I'm waiting to see. We're still in an upward trend. We do have our normal resistance and pullbacks. The market fluctuates. It goes up, it goes down. We're back to ETH where we wanted to be before, which was like July 27th and August 5th, when we had that pullback and that threat of World War III. When we had the threat of World War III, all the markets tumbled, they all crashed. I went into stables before, so like before I didn't cash out, like my bots were predicting that ETH was going to have a downturn. And so I went into and I was looking at charts. And even though I didn't know the emotional news that had come out yet, I went into what we call stable. So I went into USDC. And by going into USDC, again, not financial advice, I not taxed because I didn't cash it out, but I moved all of my positions into stables, which is like WETH, Tether, USDC, DAI, so that it's safe, but it's not officially cashed out. And then ETH had that big tumble. It dropped from, it was at 3750 and dropped all the way down to 2200. So it had a 1500 drop because of news and rumors that we thought we were quote unquote going into a World War III. And we've just since the elections, because people didn't know what was going to happen with the economy, people didn't know what was going to happen with potential war, everything was unknown. We had a lot of range trading, which means that people would buy and then they would sell and they would buy and they would sell. And if you look at a chart, it's a sideways moving chart. So it would have its resistance, it would go down, it would come back up, it would go back down. But it didn't move that much. It moved from 2200 to about, I think it was like 2550. And it stayed in that range from about August 5th until the elections, which was November 5th. So that was a pretty long cycle where there was hesitation. People didn't know what was going to happen in the markets. And as soon as we had the elections, we were close to our bottom. We were at 2400. Personally, I looked at charts. The bots were hinting that we were going to have a rally again. And I went back into ETH and we were at 2400 then. And since then, we've gone up 45%. And we did talk about it. We've been talking about it on the shows. So if you listen and follow along, you don't even have to trade on these, like what our bots catch, like 100 to 377,000x. Like you don't even have to trade on those. You can trade on ETH and still have gains, right? So like if you're just listening and you're following along, just like subtle hints and what's going on in the market, what's going on in the economy, why we're cycling through, what's happening. And all of our bots have all this sentiment built in because they search for 75 to 80 different indicators and variables. It looks for sentiment in the market. It looks for historicals. It looks for what chatter is going on. What economics data is going to be affected? It looks for all of this information. It combines it with AI and it does predictive modeling based off of that information. And so every single time we've had an ETH run up or a BTC run up, my bots will start pinging off. They'll start like giving an announcement and they'll start pinging stables. And so I know that ETH is about ready to run. And every single time I've also posted into our chat, which is our Telegram chat, or I posted it on Twitter, and I say stables are pinging. That means that we're about ready to have a run. And every single time I've marked exactly where ETH was going to hit, and it hit it on the dot. Like I hit exactly, like if you go back into all of our chats, if you're in our Telegram right now, and you hit look at our pinned post, you'll see every single time I predicted where ETH was going to hit, it hit. If you were just following those calls along and you were like leveraging them on options futures, or you were just buying into ETH when we talked about it, you would be ahead of the game. So it's something to look into. Like you can go into the most stable, which is our blue chips of BTC and ETH, or you can go into altcoins or to kind of like a mid cap stock. It's a little bit more volatile, a little bit more risky, or you can go into meme coins, which we specialize in.
And those are the most volatile and the most risky. Those are the ones
But they
where
also have
you.
the highest returns too. So if you
Exactly.
trade correctly, you don't have to throw big money at it. You can trade with $10 on those and catch the long shots, but you also want to learn how to trade and learn what the system does and when to enter and when to exit. And that's what the bots do.
And in a few of our other episodes earlier, I think probably from about 9 months ago, might need a refresher episode on it soon. But we discussed all the strategies, and we discussed how to trade and when to buy and sell. And we even had a special guest on to teach you more about analytics and how to read charts and how to read the different signs and telltale signs that pop up that the bot discusses and shows us. But yes, ETH and Bitcoin are the most stable. Those are the ones everyone has to start into in order to get into the other ones. And then there's the altcoins, where you are open to more risk and it is more volatile. It's like a mid cap, like a regular stock market. I'd almost treat it as an ETF, and it very much so follows the trends of the blue chips. So if you're seeing the blue chip starting to make a downturn, odds are the mid caps will follow. And the same thing goes with the meme coins. And those are just a much more volatile market with high emotions and high, we'll call it high risk, because of the nature of the market that's cultivated over the time that it's been out.
Yeah, but meme coins, you can enter at a very low market cap. So that's what's the best part about meme coins, is that the market cap starts at a 2K, a 6K, or a 10K. And so if you learn how to trade, or you go into our training videos, or go into the audios, or go into the bullet points, when you're entering to a trade of a meme coin, it may be volatile and there may be higher risk. But if you play the numbers right and you follow the bots, you have a higher percentage of being successful. Because if you're entering in like a 2K or a 10K market cap, for you to make a 2X, which is 200%, it only has to go from 10K to 20K. That's like nothing. Like, most tokens will at least hit 50 or 100 or 200K market cap. Most of them will. And we're catching it so early that it doesn't take that much effort. But everyone always tries to chase the 100X or the 1000X, where you could be making 2K over and like 2Xs over and over again. Like, if you entered a 3K market cap, so it's like a 3000 market cap. And I know this is like a lot advanced for a lot of people, but if you're a trader, you know what I'm talking about. So a 3K market cap, if for you to make a 2X, which is a 200%, the market cap only has to go to 6,000. So if it starts out at 3,000 and it goes to 6,000 and you entered into the trade, it's already hit its 2X and 200%. And doubled by just doing that much. And it doesn't take that much for it to move that far. So that's the best part about meme coins. But when you are first starting out, you want to learn how to open up a wallet with Coinbase, and then you want to learn how to get into ETH and BTC, and then you do that. And then the altcoins, again, are the mids. But like meme coin trading, if you are really interested in it, you learn what it does, you learn how it cycles, you learn how to get in at a low market cap and then catch your twos. Like, if you're chasing those hundreds, you're chasing those thousands, you're chasing those 10,000s, you could hit all of the numbers that you want to hit. You may hit like a 500X and you're still holding on, and then all of a sudden it drops down. So if you be more conservative on your entries and your exits when you're first starting out, you'll have a higher success rate, because you're not chasing the really, really high X's. They'll catch the high X's, but you want to make sure that you're in your comfort zone, that you're in your risk tolerance, and everybody has a different risk tolerance. Everybody either will have, like, I have $1,000 to trade. If I lose it all, then I lose it all. And other people are, I have $10 to trade, and that's the money that I can, because that's my coffee money. So always use your discretionary money. Always use your high risk money. Find out what your risk tolerance is. When you're just learning, you always paper trade first. You watch the market first, and then you trade with low amounts. And then when you practice it and you get good at it and you feel more confident and you have a higher risk tolerance, then you enter in with more money. But it does not take that much in meme coins to move. And yes, it's highly volatile, but it does not take that much for it to move. Because if you're entering at a 3K market cap, it only has to go to a 6K market cap to catch that 2X.
And to put that into perspective, 3,000 to 6,000 is nothing. If you put in $10, you might even move the chart about 100 to 1,000 sometimes, depending on the market cap liquidity ratio, which is basically the multiplier placed on the amount you put into the chart. So sometimes even $10 can move it 1,000 in the market cap. So it wouldn't take a lot for the chart to move at all. And that $10 can turn to $20 in half a second, in a second, sometimes even instantly. You'll look at it, oh, it's already doubled. And that's the true value of meme coins. And it's how fast you can make gains, but it's also how smart you can play it and how risk tolerant you are. And if you can pull out, in other words, that's the biggest thing that everyone has an issue with, is they don't know when to say enough is enough. They get greedy and they let it sit there. And then when it goes, it hits that 500X, they say, oh my God, I hit it. And they don't click the sell button and they watch it go down. And then they go down to like a 300 or a 200X. Mind you, that's still really good, but you miss out on 200%. 200X, and that's in some cases, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of coffees. that's coffees right. For a year.
Right. Yeah. Well, you miss on like 300X, which is 30000%. So a 300% is only a 3X, but a 300X is 30000%. But just to put it in perspective, so meme coins trade, they'll start out like a 2K or 10K market cap. So that's 2,000 or 10,000 market cap. I'm just going to give you guys some information so you can gauge what it's like. It's like a market cap on Shiba, which is Shiba Inu. The market cap on that is at 14.3 billion. Okay, so we're trading meme coins that are like a 2K or a 3K or a 6K market cap. Shiba Inu is at 14.3 billion and it moved up 200%, which is a 2X in the last year. So it's moved double in the last year. Where meme coin, if you're trading at a 3K market cap and it goes to 6K market cap, that's a 2X and that usually does it in like an hour. Shiba's done it over a year, but you don't want to throw again heavy money into meme coins because they're highly volatile. I'm going to say another one. So that's Shiba. Sol, which is Solana, is at 109.4 billion market cap. And Sol price right now is at $232 per Sol. Let's do another one. So AMP. AMP is down a little bit right now. It's AMP. Let's see if I can get some information on it. AMP is at a 406 million market cap. So AMP has moved 115% this year, means it's done 1.15X this year, and it's a altcoin. And let's look at a couple other ones. Like I went into SUI, and SUI is at, it's a little bit of a drop. SUI is at 9.5 billion market cap. It has gone up 464% this year. So it's done a 4.64X on it. And so that's been in the last 12 months. And that's the one that I got into, and it's moved about 50%, I'd say, in the last like month. And then we have Litecoin. Litecoin, people have been talking about Litecoin lately. Litecoin is at a 7 billion market cap. Right. And Litecoin has made a 34% gain, which means it's at 0.34 for the year. So if you invested a dollar, you'd make $1.34 on that. I'm going to give a couple other ones so people can understand like the magnitude of what a meme coin is versus an altcoin. Let's see if we can do.
You could try
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
So Bitcoin, which is BTC, is like the main one that we always talk about. It's the stable. It's the blue chip. It's at a 1.8 trillion market cap. So 1.8 trillion market cap. The performance for Bitcoin, BTC, for the last 12 months. This is going back 12 months. So it's not going back like a month or 2 months or whatever. For the amount that has gone up for the last 12 months is 152%, which is a 1.5X. So it's gone up 1.5X in the last 12 months. So if you date back from today, 12 months back, and then find out what the return on investment is, it's at a 1.5X. And now ETH, let's do ETH. ETH is at, the market cap on ETH is at a 402 billion market cap. So it's at billion market cap. And it's gone up 67% in the last 12 months. So again, if you invested a dollar, you'd make $1.67 in 12 months. If you actually took a dollar 12 months ago to the day, and then you got your returns up to date, again, it's going to fluctuate. It's going to go up and down and up and down. But if you kept your dollar stable and you didn't put any more money in, you didn't take any money out for the last 12 months, if you invested a dollar in 12 months ago today, you would get a return of 1.67. So if you invested $1,000 a year ago, you would have $1,670 in your wallet right now. So that's like the magnitude. That's what the difference is between a blue chip. It moves less. It's a lot more stable. It doesn't fluctuate as much. You're getting like a 40% to like a 67% gain on it. So if you invest $1,000, you get $1,400 to $1,670. And that's only based on past performance of the last 12 months. It can fluctuate. It's not always predictable. We're not saying that you're going to get these kind of returns in the future. This is only historical data. This is facts based off of information that I'm providing right now. But it's so you can see the comparison on what it does. So on like ETH and BTC, it's done like a 1.4 to a 1.67. On Litecoin, it's moved again 34%. So you've only gained 34%. And so like SUI, like I was saying, an SUI is an altcoin, and it's moved, just to recap, it's moved 466%. So it's moved 4.66. So if you invested $100 into SUI 12 months ago to the day, you would have $466 in your portfolio right now. That's the multiplier. Now, if you go into a meme coin, and the meme coin, it starts out like at a 3K market cap, and you invest $10. And in an hour, the market cap goes up to 6K. So that's only $6,000 the market cap goes up to. You've gone from $10 to $20 in an hour. And like we're saying, like the other tokens are at 9.5 billion, 400 million, 3 trillion. They're at different numbers. But the meme coins are new. They're like an IPO. They're a new launch. And so they start out really, really low, which you get higher returns, but you always also have higher risk because they're more volatile. They move quicker up and down, but they're also higher rewards. So if you enter at a low entry and it doubles, you get a higher reward, you get it quicker, but it also has that potential to go down. So you have to know when you're trading when to enter and when to exit, when to de-risk. Use only your coffee money, use only your risk money, but it's a higher volatility, but it also has a higher reward, but also the potential. It won't hold as long as these stables are because these stables have been around for a long time. There's more people on it. That's why they're called a stable. They're around for a longer period of time. They're more like a blue chip, where meme coins a lot more volatile. But if you learn how to trade them or using an auto trader, then you're going to get into them at the right time and exit at the right time too, without applying emotion or human error or the other things.
And the auto trader takes out all aspects. There's no emotion. There's nothing. But emotions are a big part, and it's easy to read if you've been around the market, right? And it's a lot easier to read, especially in meme coins, because most people are very vocal about their positions in meme coins. You can really tell what's going to happen in it, despite what people are saying. So it's yes, it's volatile, but yes, it's also very easy to read if you have the right tools. It's very easy to read and understand them. So it's a worthwhile risk for me personally, and for a lot of others. It's a very worthwhile risk to get into for $10, for an opportunity to double it in an hour, sometimes even less. It's very much so worth it. And if you hold out for the long shot to hit the 500 after you pull out your initials, who cares? It's amazing. You get $10, and your $10 turns to $5,000. That's amazing.
Yeah, so we teach people when you're trading meme coins, the bots have been built out for over 19 to 20 months. They're based on, again, the 75 to 80 different variables and indicators. And so it's scouring like 30 to 100 different websites minimum. It's looking for sentiment in the market. It's looking for historicals. It's looking for chatter. It's looking for any detailed information that may be popping up. The analytics also look to make sure that the contract's verified, that it's renounced if you're going into a safer token, that it's locked, the LP is locked. That means that the liquid that's giving the value for the asset has been locked and they can't withdraw it, that the taxes are lower, that they're 5-5 or lower. So like if you buy or sell on a token, you're going to get taxed just like you would buy a mutual fund. If you get like an A or B mutual fund, they take out a percentage of it in the beginning or they take a percentage out on the buy. So tokens do kind of the same thing. So you want to make sure that taxes are lower. But if you're trading in meme coins, the bots have been looking for all of this detailed information. It's been built out for over 20 months on ETH. It has over 100 million points of data that it's going off of now. And so it's refining the information that it finds. And yes, it'll find some that only get like a 1x or a 2x or a 3x. And so if you're trying to be conservative, you're going to de-risk and pull out your initial investment. So if you invested $10 and then it hits the 2x, you would pull out your first amount of $10 and you would ride for free with the remaining $10 that's in the trading account. And so if you're trading on that $10 and it hits a 20x, it now goes to 200, but you played for free. So we've been going over this like for like the last 10 months on how to trade on this, because there's always a system and strategy. Whenever you're in a new investment, you're going to apply a different system and strategy. If you're trading Tesla and there's rumors that Tesla is going to do something big soon, it'll get built into the sentiment and people will start buying into Tesla because they know that the stock's going to go up. And then when the stock goes up, then they sell for their profit or they move into more shares or they do whatever they're going to do on that. So the same thing happens when you're trading in crypto. Like you listen to the sentiment, you find out what's going on, you find out news is happening in the market, you get into your investment. And if you're long-term hold, then you just buy and hold and you dollar cost average and buy a little bit every month. But if you're trading on a daily basis, you want to see what the tokens are doing. You want to see what their sentiment is. You want to see how many X's they're catching. If it's a high volume day, which is usually the end of the month or the first of the month or the 15th of the month, we have high volume days is because people have been working all week or all 2 weeks and they're getting paid and now they have cash, they have money, and so they're able to trade. And so money gets influxed into the market. We get high volume. We call high volume, which means a lot of people are trading that day. There's a lot of cash in the market. There's a lot of money in the market. There's a lot of plays in the market. And those are the best times to trade, which is the end of the month, the first of the month, because people are getting paid, which we're coming up on this coming Monday, next Monday, or on the 15th of the month, because the people get paid too, or when there's good news in the market, like the Fed lowers the interest rate, so there's volume, people are in the market, good news, or when ETH is rebounding and BTC is hitting all-time highs, because people are coming back into the market that took a break for a while, and they find out that crypto is active again, and so we have volume coming back into the market. And you can learn all this information. We have like how to trade. We have videos how to trade. We have training manuals. We have stocks. We have charts that show you how to enter. Sorry, I've been trading too many other things too. But there's volume back in the market. And so it's a great time to get in. It's never too late. It's never too late to invest. It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to find out what's new and upcoming, because whatever you learn now, even if you decide not to trade, that this isn't for you, the knowledge that you take with you onto your future investments will help you in the future also. Like everything that I've learned in the past on getting my degrees and learning about finance and learning about stocks, bonds, options, futures, and day trading and reading TA and finding out what charts do have applied to every single thing I do in the future. And then my goal was just to help as many people learn also, because the biggest thing that I hear on complaining is that they didn't get in when they thought they should have get in, which means they didn't buy into that token or they didn't buy into that stock or they didn't buy into the option or the future, or they got in too late. Or the other biggest thing is that they sold too early. Like selling too early and you're profitable is always good. Like, don't always chase those 1,000Xs. Be happy when you make a 5X. Be happy when you make a 10X. Be happy when you make a 100X. Like, there will always be another play. There will always be another investment. There will always be another trade. So as long as you're making gains, even if they're small gains over and over and over again, you're still ahead of the game. You're ahead of 99% of people out there who aren't educating themselves, aren't trying to use tools, aren't trying to use bots. They're just like going in blindly buying everything they can and then seeing what sticks and sending lots of money. Like, we watch wallets. We know what people do. We see people losing all the time. And we see that they're telling everybody they're winning, but they're not. So, like, be happy for just making small gains. Be happy for making 10%, 20%, 30%. If you're sticking your money in your bank or you're spending it on Starbucks, you're never going to see that money again. If you take $10 and you learn how to trade, you're adding an asset on investing. You're adding an asset on education, on learning, on doing something better for yourself to make yourself better in the future. And everything stacks upon itself. And so, like, you're going to be able to use this information in the future of your life, right? On investment that you do in your life, when you go to buy real estate or you go to buy assets or gold or you go back into stocks, you're able to take this knowledge and apply it in other ways. And yes, you're going to adjust it based on what you're trading or what you're investing in or what you're doing at that moment. But this knowledge is always going to help you. So learn as much as you can, apply it, try it out. If you like it, great. If you don't, move on to another investment. But at least you take that understanding and that new knowledge and can apply it in other areas of your life too.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I guess story time. But moving from market to market, after you've gained knowledge from, let's take my life, for example. I've moved from sneakers to trading. You learn supply and demand, and you learn how to what gets people's attention and what gets them going, what works, what doesn't work. You can go apply that into other markets. Okay, now I'm in trading. I know how supply and demand works. I know there's going to be a demand for this. I know what's going to affect it, the different economic cycles, and what time people look to buy things, what time people look to sell things. You can take that and apply it somewhere else. In specifically in trading, every aspect of trading can be applied elsewhere, whether that's emotional, whether that's psychological, whether that's timing the markets, economics, whether that's strategy. Everything can be applied into your day-to-day life to make it better. And it doesn't have to be something major, but you can take it and apply it. And all it takes is $10. Can you believe it? Like, 10 bucks to watch a trade, to understand the markets, a $10 cost. It's like buying into a university course, but for $10 instead of spending $100,000 for a four-year degree. You're spending 10 bucks to learn and understand a market. And that is so valuable. And obviously not financial advice. Everyone can do what they want. If you don't want to jump in, you don't have to, but take the leap of faith. It's not a hefty cost. It's something that will provide you value, more value than you've ever experienced. And if you come and jump into our TG and you listen to the chats and you watch what we're saying and we'll call out the market, Elizabeth will call out when ETH's going to go and the target it's going to hit. And you can catch these things. You can watch, okay, it's happening because of this. You can start picking up on these trends yourself, and you won't have to rely on others. And you can go and actively practice it yourself, and you can apply it into stocks, bonds, real estate, cars, whatever else. If you're doing e-commerce, it can be applied everywhere. And it's the true value that we're providing. And it's extremely, extremely, extremely three-dimensional.
So it was cutting out a little bit. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
The good thing about trading is I know that we've been teaching you all how to do this for like the last 10 months. We've been teaching you and giving you information so that you could find out about crypto, you could find about investing, you can learn about other things. And we've been seeing a big influx of people who haven't been in crypto come into crypto, which is amazing. I love it. We've been teaching you how to do it manually. We've been teaching you how like the strategy works and what the mindset is and the psychology behind it and why people trade on certain days and why there's volume on certain days. We've been teaching you like what to look out for, what risks take place. We've been teaching you a strategy on how to take out your initial profit in the beginning and then letting it ride for free. So all of this information that we've been teaching you for the last 10 months or so, I've been teaching it and applying it in Web3 and in crypto and in all my chats and all the groups and the places that I've been giving analytics and calls in for the last 4 years. And then I've also been applying it on the people that I've been teaching personally in day trading and stocks and bonds and everything else. But now we've made it really, really, really simple for everybody. So after you've gotten all this knowledge, and now that you know how to do this all and you're learning how to do it, I've built out a platform that anybody can use now, and it does it automatically for you. You don't have to learn all of it, but it's good to know all the background on why things run when they do, why things like sell off when they do, when it's good to get in early, when to de-risk and take out your initial, when to do a stop loss, when to take profit on steps before it hits certain things. How to set up a wallet, all this information that we've taught you is now in one trading platform that makes it simple and easy to use. Just like you're going on to Robinhood and you buy a percentage of a stock, you now own that stock and it's simple and easy to use. We've built out a trading platform that anybody can use. All you do is sign in with a MetaMask wallet and then you're able to trade live. You're able to use the automatic trading if you want to. You can manually trade. You can look at your portfolio. You can get all the information. And you don't have to learn all the systems and the strategies because the systems and the strategies are built in. You just have to set it up in 5 minutes and then trade live if you want to trade live, or stop trading if you want to stop trading, or exit your position, or do whatever you want to do. The goal was, is like, we wanted everyone to learn the reasons why we do it, the psychology behind it, why the markets do what they do. And then based on all of this knowledge that we've accumulated and built in, we put it into a trading platform and made it easy so all of you can do it now with a simple 5-minute setup and watch your dollar, $10, whatever you want to trade, your coffee money, like see it in effect, see it in action, but it can automatically do it for you now. And I know that I said that I was giving out the links. We will be putting the links on here on our archives. And so if you go into our archives, you'll get access to the links to go ahead and see the trading platform. You just click on the link, sign up, and then you can see what it does. And you can decide, it doesn't cost anything to sign up. It doesn't cost anything to look at the platform. It doesn't cost anything to get on it. But once you do, you can see everything that it does and how simple and easy it is to use. And you can do this in crypto. And then we have other announcements that will come and follow on that also, and other opportunities to be able to trade on this platform. But it's coming out and we're going to be giving the link so you can start signing up for it and you can see how easy everything is.
Now, let's get excited for that.
Yes. This is the way that we're closing out this Tuesday. We've had the buildup on everything that's been going on the market, but now, like, it may have sounded difficult in the past, but now it's just super, super, super easy to do. So you'll see the links. You'll be able to click on the links, sign up. No cost to try it. No cost to see it. You just go ahead and you can see everything in your fingertips on one trading platform, all the tools, all the analytics, all the information, it's all there for you. So we're going to close it off and we'll see y'all next Tuesday. Have a wonderful week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Talk to you soon.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Lizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.